on the damn hood.
Turn it out.
you're listening to Sega Sonic Radio. That was when Tripod Baby, the Origin Half version. I'm FastFit here, doing a little bit of a live cast here for you tonight on Sega Sonic Radio. And I have with me Charles Zizou Zeppler.
Hey.
Owner of the Sonic Cage Dome, which is soon to be opening on Sonic Sonic Stadium, rather. Doi.
Hello.
So, how's it going, Charles?
It's going great. Yourself?
Yes. Not complaining, I suppose, really. A nice little show lined up for everyone who's listening tonight. We've got a fair few listeners tonight. I think it's quite a lot of listening. I'm going to say now, though, and it's going to come to a disappointment for you, but we are not launching Sega Sonic Radio tonight, or relaunching it, as it would be. Now, due to a few developments of FastFit Media, we've had to cut back on our, launches. Effectively, this one. So, we'll keep you updated on that one. I know it says on the site that we're supposed to launch tonight, but, you know, we don't have time to change it. So we're just giving you a nice little live cast for being Charles tonight. Okay, do you want to be called Charles or Zizou? Which do you prefer?
I don't know.
You just can't make up your name for your identity.
Yeah.
Which name do you prefer? Your name Charles or Zizou? Come on, keep up, man.
Your accent it's hard for an American. I'm doing my best, but I prefer my own name because I'm very proud of who I am, you know, Charles. There's a lot of Greek people named Charles, right? King Charles.
So King Charles, not just in the head.
Sorry about that, listeners.
Yeah. Well, we'll have a run-through of the Sonic news, which is the latest. There's been a few new articles that have come up in the last week. We'll go through what's developing new at Fast Media, Sonic Stadium, and probably Sonic Cage Dome, seeing as we've got Charles here.
Yes.
So we'll have a look through on that one. Yes, I think we need a theme or a topic tonight. Preferably because I want some listeners to email us and let us know their thoughts. What should we have a chat about? I mean, a while back I was asking everyone what their favourite breakfast cereal was. Very random question, but very valid still. What should we ask them, Charles? We need to delve into the Sonic community and know what they know.
Well, my favourite breakfast cereal is obviously the Fruit Loops, you know. I don't know if you guys have Fruit Loops down in the UK.
We don't have Fruit Loops here.
And, I don't know, I think we should ask him, since Sonic Riders out lately, just ask him who's the favorite Sonic Riders character.
Yeah, Sonic Riders indeed. I would have to say Sonic. Just because I love Sonic the bits, really. Who's your favorite, Charles?
Well, I haven't really played Sonic Riders, so you can blame me, I'm sorry. But I'd also have to say Sonic, because, I mean, Sonic's the man, what can I say?
Yeah, man, definitely. I mean, there are a couple of other good ones out there. I mean, Jet the Hawk's alright, because he's good with speed. I only like the speed characters, really. That one's slowing me down. I just like the speed in the game, and that's really what Sonic Riders is all about, if you've played it, so. Yes, that'll be our theme, then, for tonight. What is your favourite Sonic Riders character? Or maybe your favourite bit from Sonic Riders? Maybe we'll have some general Sonic Riders banter, but the characters are the main thing. What do you think of the new characters in Sonic Riders, really? And who's your favourite? Email me at fastfeet@sonicstadium.org. Or if you want to have a chat with us, or possibly request some music too, you can catch us by entering fastfeet2k@hotmail.com for MSN and fastfeet2k3 for AOL Instant Messenger. That's fastfeet2k3 for AOL Instant Messenger and fastfeet2k@hotmail.com for MSN. If you do want to email about Sonic Riders and your favorite character, please email fastfeet@sonicstadium.org. Or you will die. I haven't really. But yes, I would love to have some requests in at least, really. We can release some information, can't we, Charles, on the chat room? What's going to happen with it?
Oh, you mean our private division, maybe?
Yes, potentially Sonic Cage Dome and Fast Media are going to create a little alliance, aren't we, in a way?
Yeah, we're going to try and create our own IRC chat room. Hosted on the Digibase IRC server, since, you know, they're pretty cool guys. And Shadow the Hedgehog's IRC channel is also on there. So, I mean, why not, you know, just join the party and settle in and start our own individual thing. You know, have us on Cage Stone Fest immediate, kind of chillin'.
Because I have to admit, and I'm probably going to get slaved for saying this on air, but I'm not that much in favour of listening or actually using the Sonic Stadium chat room, mainly because of what they've done with password protecting, registering accounts. It's inaccessible to the average Joe, really. I just don't think it's cool, really. Particularly when we want to do a live cast like this, and people want to get in, and they just can't, you know? I mean, it's too difficult. I mean, I can't be bothered myself. To be fair, you know, I can have to set it all up, so... Oh.
Yeah, the Sonic Stadium channel is nice, you know, I mean, it's the first channel that really kicked off, you know, an importance in the Sonic community, but, you know, now as we're subsites, you know, I mean, you gotta really stay in mind that, you know, the Sonic Stadium channel is for the Sonic Stadium, right? So, I think subsites such as ours, you know, should deserve to try and start new things.
So yes, I think we should have a new RC chat room, and I'd love to hear some support from that, because it'd be an open access chat room, people will be able to go into it, and we'd be able to get requests so much easier as well. So yes, we're going to leave for a bit, and give you some classic Sonic and Sega music, really, including some from Guilty Gear X, which is also a Sega game, you may not know, but it's some very good rock music, you know, it's rock. But yes, we'll be back soon. More from the Fast Feet and Zizou from the Sonic Stadium Network. You listen to Sega Sonic Radio, and this is Jet Set Radio Future, Baby T. To Sega Sonic Radio, we are back on the air. There's a bit of Gucci Gear X in the background, heavy rock. Sega Sonic Radio with me, Fast Feet, and we have Zizzer with me. Yeah, come on, get with it, man.
I'm good.
Yeah, Wolfie's going good. Yeah, you asked around what a favourite Sonic Riders character is, really, and not people seem to favour Sonic apart from me and Zizzer. Jet's a bit of a favourite. I think that's the new factor really kicking in there, really. So some people were saying Rouge as well, maybe Shadow as well. No surprises there, really, but yeah. Jet's alright, he's quite fast as well, really, but you know, you just can't beat Sonic's coolness, I don't think.
Well, he's blue, which is cool.
Yeah. I think I might put the Eggman remix on again in a minute, because I just love that.
Yeah, people like it in the chat room. They're going crazy.
Yeah. If you do want to join the chat room, add me to your MSN list as fastfeet2k@hotmail.com. As we're having this nice little radio session, for a nice couple of hours, I should imagine. Who knows where it will go, though. But we've got a chat room going on, and a lot of people are in it at the moment, so. So, yeah. Next game to come out is going to be the new Sonic the Hedgehog 2006 game. What do you think of that, Charles?
I think it's really going to be good, because, I mean, from what I've seen so far, I mean, I don't want to be mean or anything to the new characters they've added recently, but I just want to see Sonic just playing cool, you know, and it's just Sonic and Eggman, right? It's just the whole story's been like that since 1991, and they need to keep it like that, because, I mean, ever since the 128-bit generation, the games haven't been that amazing, you know, I mean, they've been doing some good comebacks lately, I guess, with Sonic Rush. Sonic Rush was really good. It had a really good review on many review sites. So I hope to expect the same from Sonic 2006. I'm really excited.
Yeah, it's gonna be good, man.
I also heard from some people that, I don't know if some of you are familiar with the game Half-Life 2, but it uses the same engine, and I forgot what it was called. It's not the Source engine, it actually had another name, and apparently it uses Sonic uses the same engine as the original Half-Life 2, so it's
Sonic uses the same engine as Half-Life 2, that's weird.
Yeah, that's what I've been reading on some sites, and I was like, whoa. So, because when I saw some previews, that's some amazing physics. But it looked really cool. I mean, it's just, it looked like reality real, you know?
Yeah, I mean, it's looking absolutely stunning so far as the graphics go. I mean, potentially, they could be a little bit better. I mean, I've seen a Killzone trailer for the PlayStation 3. Now, Sonic's going to be on that platform as well. And a Killzone trailer looks absolutely amazing if that's in-game. Debatable, though. But how they're going to work this gameplay thing out, really? There's so much debate going on in the Sonic community over it, really. God knows what's going to happen, really. But yeah, like I said, they want to keep it original. And I certainly hope the old Sonic versus Robotnik thing comes back, or Eggman, to some people. But yeah, it's definitely going to be good. And as my 360 is in repair at the moment to come back, I will soon be able to have it as soon as it comes out, of any luck. So yeah, I'm not actually, swaying anyone off buying a 360. I'm sorry that I actually did, get a bit broken on the second day. But yeah, they're still bloody good machines, it's just, man, taking a while to go through it. I'm not going to go on about that, but still. Yes, what else is going on?
Yeah, there's been some news recently, and the Nintendo Revolution will also, since it has this whole, new emulation system, how it's been going on, that it'll be able to play, all of the old games, Nintendo 64, SNES, NES, all those old games, and now it will also be able to play the Sega Genesis. It's been announced on the 23rd of March, I think, and it also plays Sega Genesis, but for some reason, they've only told about the Sega Genesis, so people are just wondering, what about the Saturn, Master System, Game Gear, and stuff, so I don't know if Sega is going to, cooperate all the way, or just the Genesis. I mean, the Genesis is already a big present,
Yeah.
But the games will have to be bought again as an estimated amount of $5 for each classic game. So, I thought that was something interesting.
Imagine that, though. I mean, it's the beginning of Sega. Actually, they seem like this is the beginning of Sega merging with Nintendo in a way. Because they're actually putting their Mega Drive collection, and like you say, they could put Saturn, they could put all their consoles with Nintendo. They could merge with Nintendo effectively. Imagine that. That would be amazing. I mean, coming from someone who doesn't actually like Nintendo that much, really, because they've been Sega's rival from the old days. It's just,
I don't think it'd be, if Sega merged with Nintendo, it wouldn't be Sega. It wouldn't be the same. I mean, they were some pretty evil rivalries back in the 90s.
Recent times, they've seen the Mario and Sonic being, shaking hands, being buddy sort of thing in, public, and doing PR things, really. It's different, man. Things are changing now, and they have to, really, because you look at Sony and Microsoft, people who weren't originally involved in video games, whereas Nintendo and Sega kind of were, really. And, Sega kind of suffered due to it's almost like a corporate angle, I suppose, really. But we don't know.
It also seems to the public eye as Nintendo now started being this larger company, as it's still starting between the three major companies in the video game industry right now, which is Sony, Microsoft, and Nintendo, and Sega, kind of falling behind a bit, and Nintendo's kind of trying to gobble up the rest of Sega, which I hope that's not what's going on.
Yeah. Definitely don't let that happen, because if Nintendo spurred Sega, it's like, oh, cheers, dude. Anything can happen, though. It's getting worrying.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to have another break, and this is one of the boss screens from Sonic Adventure 2. Hopefully the Bio Lizard, but who knows, really. Listen to Sega Sonic Radio. We'll be back for more banter about Sonic and all the likeness very soon. You're listening to Sega Sonic Radio. Okay, you're listening to Sega Sonic Radio. You're listening to Fast Feet here, and we have Charles Zizou here, along with Spin Dash Master from the Sonic Cage Dome, and we also have, who else do we have with me? I'm not sure who the fourth person is.
My name is Thunderbolt, or also known as Sonic
Command
on some
form. Ruby. So yes, we've got a fair few listeners in tonight. It's good to have all you guys here, really, but most of you guys are more or less associated with the Sonic Cage Dome. What's the latest development of the Sonic Cage Dome, guys?
We've introduced a new personal challenge system where players will record videos of their actions and they'll have to perform a particular kind of challenge. A new one will be introduced every week. Zizou, help me.
Okay, so there'll be challenges that players will have to accomplish, and once they accomplish, they will upload their recorded input videos with Gens Plus. If you don't know how, we'll explain to you how to do it. Just PM me or Spin Dash Master. It's pretty simple stuff. And, those challenges will be similar to, like, collect 100 rings without getting hit through the act. So you'll record it, you'll upload it to us, we'll check it out, and then we'll give you your own SCD-made, high-quality, blinking Chaos Emerald, and there's three levels of emeralds. There's a Super Emerald,
Chaos Emerald, Super Emeralds, and Master Emeralds.
Yes.
The Super Emeralds can be a little bit tougher to get than the Chaos Emeralds, and the Master Emerald challenges, they're going to be psycho.
Sounds very interesting, guys. Blinking Emeralds, ooh, that's going to be interesting.
Yeah, so
yeah, it's a good idea, man.
We're going to set this new trend, and you guys got to participate.
Definitely, man. What do you guys think of Sonic Riders? Have any of you guys got that too? Just going off topic a bit.
I haven't heard too much about it except for that air system thing.
I haven't. It's okay, actually. It's kind of like, it has the F-Zero type influences it, of course, but it's going pretty well, actually.
It's kind of like, from what I've played, it's more or less like Trickstyle and Sonic and a few other things like that, sort of combined in Wipeout, really. But it's not a bad game, really. Some of my friends have described it as like similar to being on acid, really. Of course, how they know, I don't know. But they say the game's pretty trippy and it's pretty good. So I'm glad to hear that sort of expression coming from them. Like, yeah, man, it's wicked. Yeah, it's quite interesting.
It's got these moments like where you'll pull a trick in one of those turbulence type things.
Yeah.
And you'll land it fine, and then Omo Chao will be like, oh, you failed to land correctly.
Yeah, there's a few glitches in the game.
If you miss up and miss one from the beat, you'll screw up on that.
Yeah. It's very difficult, but it's very rewarding as well.
I feel it's almost about as close as Sonic's going to get to his version of Mario Kart, I suppose, in that sense, really. But it's kind of like that. I mean, there's a lot of characters in there, so quite a few levels, really, and the premise is quite good of the gameplay, so it's good, but I don't know if it's good as Sonic R. I quite like Sonic R, just being an old retro Saturn fan, but still, though, it's not like it's a crap game. It's good. Well, no, not like Sonic R and such, really. I mean, Sonic R is completely different, really, but that's a game I like, really, and it's a racing game. It's a similar genre, so.
The only thing I found that connected with Sonic R was that some of the tracks are, like, different weather or nighttime, daytime versions of another one.
Yeah.
And that was in Sonic R, but other than that, it's not a lot of similarity.
I don't know, maybe it's just reminiscing back to a time of the Saturn, I don't know. Maybe the Riders is a bit better, I don't know. Still, that's just my own personal opinion, but yeah. Anyway, I think it'd be good to have some requests if anyone want them, or if they want to join in the MSN chat room. You can get hold of us by contacting fastfeet2k@hotmail.com to get into the Sega Sonic Radio chat room. Or just have a chat with me and request anything you want, really. We'll be back in a few more minutes with some more banter and the Sonic Cage Dome guests and more. You're listening to Sega Sonic Radio, and I am Fast Feet. Coming up next, we have some Jesso Radio music. You're listening to Sega Sonic Radio.
Y'all ready to get funky?
The most important part of dance is music. To now let us listen to the music and identify the beats.
One, two, three.
But that was too soft.
Identify the beats.
You're listening to Sega Sonic Radio. You're back with me, Fast Speed, your host tonight, along with Zizu.
You.
Spin Dash Master.
What's that?
And Finn Thunderbolt.
Hello, everybody.
Anyway, the Thunderbolt then. It's Thunderbolt. It's a Finbot.
It's a Thunderbolt.
It's like a Thunderbolt, only small.
Maybe because I'm British. I just can't say, like, fun sort of thing. This is because of Finn instead. I'm not going to do a British accent. It's like, British is enough. You know. Anyway, to the topic of tonight. We're going to go about the recent news story involving Yuji Naka, who's going to potentially leave Sonic Team, but not Sega as a whole, and create his own individual publishing house for games. It's a rumor at this point. It's been, the source has come from one website, basically, and it's been posted on Sonic News. So, have a look for it there if you want to read up on the article. But what do we think, guys, about this? I mean, do you reckon, A, this rumor is going to be true, and B, what are the consequences if this happens, man?
Well, I don't mind if he leaves, because, I mean, his games kind of suck lately. I hate to say it. And, I think he's just not good enough for Sonic anymore, you know? Sonic's too good for him, so...
The thing I see is he hasn't really been too heavily involved in the actual making of a Sonic game for a couple of years now.
That's true.
So he's just been, he's oversaw it, you know, but he's kind of getting a check every week. I don't really stand with him. Like, I don't hate him, but I don't...
Yeah, I mean, what was it? I mean, what would I see Yuji Naka doing and taking creative control of the games more, really, to be honest, really. So this is why I kind of don't like this. But, you know, like, you're kind of right. He hasn't had a lot of involvement overall recently, and he's kind of been cashing in from the games, I suppose, really. But he's still there to promote stuff. He does, like, you know, company speeches and stuff like that, so that's quite cool still, but going off to do his own publishing division, I mean, probably means he ain't going to do Sonic, which is a shame. He's going to do more things like Burning Rangers and Knights, but God knows where that's going to end up, but, you know, as long as they're making quality Sonic games still, I wouldn't have a problem with it.
Right. Well, he is, like, one of the few people that was still there from the original Sonic. He was a programmer for it. I'm not even sure if he still programs...
Yeah, I think he overviewed it. He was the original programmer for Sonic 1 and 2, I think. Maybe the original ones, but he doesn't do it now.
I heard a rumor that he might be programming for the Sonic Next, like for the next generation.
Really? That might be quite cool.
PlayStation 3. And there was a couple things on Naoto Oshima coming back in, but I don't know if any of those were real. Just saying it. He's got the original influence, but I don't know if it would be better or worse than ever.
Yeah, because Sonic's image has changed.
Playing his games and such, they don't seem too much different from one another. I mean, maybe with him leaving, it might be a good thing, because maybe with someone new developing them, they'll look somewhat different. Maybe a different storyline or some sort. Right.
This will totally affect the next gen game, though. I mean, I'm assuming, as most people are, that it's going to come out in June this year, which would be cool if it does, but there's no release date yet. But, you know, this could influence it a little bit, I suppose, really. I'd just like him to make this game best kick-ass Sonic game that's been for a long time, sort of thing, since, like, I don't know, Sonic 3 and Knuckles. I mean, those two games were quite good, and the whole storyline that went along, that was quite good as well, really, so... It just depends how they're going to make this game, really. That's another issue. But, yeah, the main thing is it's just him possibly going. Personally, I'd rather want him to stay where he is at the moment, really. But, I mean, if he leaves, is it going to have that much of a good positive influence? Would you buy his games if he's made any new ones, for example?
Maybe. I think I would. To see how he would take them. Like, he's done a lot of Sonic games. I haven't played a lot of his non-Sonic games. I was slightly tempted to play Billy Hatcher if I haven't played it. But, I probably would check him out, just because he's a huge Mac guy. I'm a fan of a lot of his games, but... I don't know, I just like to see him try another series. I liked Phantasy Star, I was good with that.
I didn't get into that actually. I quite like the Burning Rangers and the Night stuff was alright. it wasn't as good as Sonic, but it was still alright to watch and we'll play on the Saturn, I suppose, really. So, but that's the Saturn, it's a different story. Yeah. Let's have a look in the MSN chat room that's going on at the moment. We have 11 participants in it, really. I've got a very messed up version of this on my screen. Which is weird. Everyone's talking about, what was it? The most recent thing I can read up here is San Andreas Hot Coffee mod. On that. Any of you guys ever played that? Or put that mod on at all?
I haven't played the Hot Coffee, but I have played the game.
Yeah, I've seen the mod for it. It's so funny. It really is.
It is pretty hilarious.
Yeah.
It's funny that a lot of people make a big deal about it, but it is pretty funny.
Yeah. You literally haven't sex with your keyboard when you're doing that. You're pressing up and down on the keyboard to do the motion for it. It just looks funny as hell.
Yeah, that's real intimate. all the sororities are going crazy for those keyboard games.
I don't know, the finger movement, I don't know.
What does that mean for the up, up, down, down, left, right, select, start type thing?
I can imagine that. Those women just like, yeah, up, down, left, right, me.
Select, start that, baby.
Oh, God. Yeah. Yeah. This is something actually, mods, and comes with mods, it's definitely Halo, and the Sonic Adventure mod that's going to be coming out soon, and you guys at Sonic Cage Gym know about this.
Oh, yeah, it's not me. Sonic Adventure Online, yeah, it's actually being a mod developed by this individual fan, Sonic Extreme mod team, and it's, the head of the team is Sonic Extreme, and they actually have their own little, website that kind of talks about the game. It's kind of like a little website, like a game site, similar to the Sonic Riders website, for example. Not as high quality, obviously. But it's a really nice fan project. You go on Google Videos and just type Sonic Adventure Online, and you'll see some of their videos. It's pretty sweet, and it's a Halo mod. It's a Halo mod, and they've collected a bunch of texture models and everything from previous Sonic games. Dating back to Sonic R, actually, for texture mapping. So, I think that they did make some pretty good game developers. Most game developers use other games' engines, actually, these days. So I think they do a fine job.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen some of the videos from it, really, and it looks quite cool, really, but, yeah. Just a demo, guys. Come on, get a demo out so we can have a look at it and maybe go to playtest or something, and we can actually report back on that. But it does look good, because I'm a big fan of Halo and Halo 2. Keep the crap out of everyone, really. Which they're not happy about. But, yeah, just seeing a Sonic mod on that, it's like combining a couple of my favourite things there, really, so it's quite interesting.
Yeah, hopefully when they're done, if it's really good, it's like high-quality stuff, they'll probably maybe be able to show Sega and show, like a game that's like fan made, like a really good quality fan made game to show what the fans really want to see in Sonic the Hedgehog.
That's why we included all those hack games on our ROM section on our new site. We've got maybe 14 or 15 fan made hack games.
I mean, fan games have been a thing that have gradually come along. I mean, I've seen them back from about 5 years ago, but they mostly were 2D, quite simplistic, and weren't that much original to the way the Sonic games played, really. Sonic Extreme Remix demo I played recently was quite good, really. There's only a couple of levels, really, but that's what Sonic Extreme could have been like, really, I suppose, really, in a way. Could have been better as well, really, but it was better than what I consider the average fan game. And then I saw this, and I was just quite blown away, really, by what people have actually done with mods, really. They've gone and used, high-profile professional programs such as 3D Studio Max to create all these models and render them, and the animation is not bad, really. And decided to put it in Halo was an even better idea. And it has to look absolutely fantastic, really, in comparison to what fan games have gone for, really. If they present this at the SAGE, which is the Sonic Amateur Games Expo every year, I'm sure there's one coming up fairly soon. If they present it out there, they might get, must be the kudos there, at least, really.
Yeah, what's been going on with SAGE, anyway, then? Since quite a while.
It's like nearly SAGE 9 or something. That's ridiculous. I mean, SAGE's been here for a long time. But, yeah, I'm sure it's like just before summer it usually comes along, so who knows?
There's
right.
There's other
kind of like big mod that kind of had its own hype was Sonic Robo-Blast 2.
Oh, yeah, I played that.
Yeah, that's not bad.
That was a good game, man.
It was pretty good. I mean, at the time, you know, it was like made from a Doom engine, right?
So, right, so there couldn't have been any loops in it. That disappointed me a little bit.
Yeah. The controls are kind of intense for me.
Yeah, it's hard to turn them.
Like the
Sonic
hit me on those right
like launches it halfway across the map and it kind of
it's almost like the physics of a hovercraft in a way, which is quite cool. Sure, yeah.
I think I died after the third level, maybe the second.
There's no way out of the ass if I conquer it.
Not really, unless you're like Tails, you can fly.
Because by the time you recover from the hit, you get hit again by the ass.
Yeah. So just keep getting the rings and running like hell.
Cool. Right, guys, shall we go to some music, I think? Someone want to pick out a track for me? Something that I have.
Sonic Advance 3's Ocean Base Zone?
Sonic Advance 3.
Just give a shout-out right now. We just, at the Sonic Page Dome, we've just received a $25 donation from Lee, also known as Bolt7 on the forums, who's a very good man. So I'd like to give him a clap. You know, do so.
Lee, you're my hero.
Thanks a lot. He's from the UK, and we're also getting a new KLRS server in Paris, France, for the European Sonic the Hedgehog gamers out there who could kind of have like their own hotspot. So with a nice ping, reasonable ping between each other, and Paris is kind of like the center of Western Europe, actually, sorry.
Eastern Europe?
It's borderline.
Great geography.
Yeah, what did you want from Sonic Advance 3? Which level?
Ocean Base Zone Act 3.
Ocean Base Act 3. Right, we've got A2 the Chosen One at the moment, and we'll be coming on to Sonic Advance 3 Ocean Base Zone Act 3. You're listening to Sega Sonic Radio.
ような歌唱はサタデー。クラブで歌う客も同じで変わった。バルコンが叫ぶ俺マジ喜ぶ。She dope 俺も dope だけど I got the code。 What you do now 興奮する新鮮ジョバーズ。 Let's sing again。 そっから向からネット呼んで。Back again. 俺見て騒がすか僕が叫ぶ俺マジ喜ぶ心臓これも臓だけど I got to go go
You're listening to Sega Sonic Radio, and I'm your DJ Fast Street for the evening. We've got all the other guys here still. We've still got Zizu here, we've still got Spin Dash Master here, and Thunderbolt rather than Thunderbolt. Thunderbolt. Yeah, we were just talking about the Super Smash Brothers beat 'em up one that's been on N64 and GameCube as well. And what are your guys' thoughts on possibly the next one?
I'm really excited for it. I don't know how exactly it's going to work with the controller. It's probably going to use that like GameCube hookup thing with it, or like the GameCube controller, but this is a remote media thing. But I don't know. I am very excited for it.
As long as Sonic is, it can be compared to the poor quality of the character Link, I'm happy with Sonic being able to.
Yeah, just rumors that Sonic appeared on it. Might be quite cool, but, yeah, but, I mean, it's not something that's particularly interesting to me.
Link's the best character, but it's just so hard to work with. He has a bad recovery. You can't. If you get knocked out, you can do, like, maybe two jumps to make your way back into play, and that's it.
But you still got that helicopter sword swing.
Yeah, that was one of the jumps.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it'd be interesting, really.
Jigglypuff, on the other hand. So is crap, but amazing.
Jigglypuff?
I actually used Jigglypuff to defeat Giga Bowser. There's a mission where you have to defeat Giga Bowser, Mewtwo, and Ganondorf, which are like the most powerful characters in the game. And I used Jigglypuff for that. Total ownage.
Jigglypuff is very evasive to use him, right? I mean, he can stay in the air for a long time.
He's got this one move that if you pull it off right, it just causes this random explosion. It just knocks him right off.
I don't know about you guys, but Kirby's the biggest pimp out there.
Hell yeah.
I like that sword.
He copies all the other people's abilities. That is unfair.
Cream as a pimp, can you imagine that?
He's pink.
Rolling on his picked up Warp Star. Yeah. I'm a big fan of Samus.
Samus Aran?
A lot of people cheese. Yeah, from Metroid. A lot of people cheese for Charge Strike ability, but it is actually a lot easier to counter and delay.
So you have to get somewhere to safety that means that you are going to get hurt.
Yeah, if you're in close range, you better hope you're.
I just stole Shadow vs. Wario from Spike and Airdrop. Sorry, I just didn't know that. Nah, I got that one, man.
Mario's ability. Go ahead.
Sorry, am I missing something? What the hell is a Jigglypuff?
It's a bug. It's a Pokemon.
Oh, that's no wonder I don't know about it, then. I freaking hate Pokemon.
She's like this pink, furry pop of hate.
Not hate. It's got these huge eyes. It's a big, pink soul. It has tiny arms, tiny legs.
It has like a head of death.
Hair bow, too.
I think you get to sleep and then destroys your happiness. These little punches.
So it's like this whole Sonic, huh, in Super Smash Bros.
Yeah, he is supposed to be in the Revolution for people.
I hope he can get. I hope he has decent recovery. It's obvious.
Well, he'll probably use a lot of his moves to be on his feet.
All I know is that I always play a Sonic and kick everybody's ass.
Sonic versus Mario. Can't wait for that.
All the time.
Maybe he'll be able to do something like. They'll get him horizontally really fast. Because he can do all those mid-air tricks and stuff, usually.
Probably, his spin dash would be probably a lot like Jigglypuff got a spin dash type move.
No, in Melee, they got Yoshi doing spin dash kind of like me.
Yeah, and when he turns into an egg.
I'm actually doubting, and I'm actually thinking of maybe considering getting a Revolution, actually.
Yes.
They're probably going to charge way too much for it.
Actually, it's supposed to be cheaper than all the other ones. Like, what is it, PlayStation?
I mean, it's going for a different, like, type of audience.
Well, in that case, Nintendo has to win.
I am not going to pay $500 for any system.
See, that is so much, $500.
I know, like, the DS is not even over 150 handheld, and that's handheld.
Yeah, even though the PSP has some points that are greater than the DS has outsold the PSP.
Indeed.
Well, it's been out longer.
Well, it's... People are finally using the DS for what it is. Like, at first they were like, okay, what are we going to do with the second screen? Like, let's show a map.
I mean, price has definitely become a factor with the changing economy and everything. You can't... People aren't just going to go out and spend $500 and $600 on a video game.
They will if it was on MTV.
That's what just the Mega CD came out as, like, when it first came out. It was, like, just an expansion pack sort of to, like, the Genesis, and it came out for, like, $600 or $600 to get a Mega CD, and I was, like, surprised when I first learned that.
They had a lot of crazy consoles. They shouldn't have released as much as they did, but...
This is funny. They're discussing in the MSN chat room here, they're discussing probably he's a pimp, so after we discussed Cream being a pimp. And they're just talking about Vector. And Vector has quite a pimp voice, I reckon. I could go for that, I reckon, really. But now they're throwing everything into, like, Charmy as well.
Charmy's not pimp. Come on, people.
It's just, like, such a high voice. Whereas Vector can be a pimp and have a real voice like this. Can you imagine that, can't you?
Yeah.
If they bring in other characters from the Sonic team onto that game, they would have to be fast.
I'm wondering about Knuckles. Would they make him, like, kind of like clone Donkey Kong or Goose?
Yeah, it's probably like same game type, same character type, I reckon. That would be interesting,
yeah,
but
he should have some kind of trainer. I wonder if they'll even bring in, like, other Sega characters, like Alex Kidd.
I want the Gunstar Heroes guys to be in there. As kind of like the Ice Climbers deal, where they're both of them, but one playable thing.
Yeah, or like Mega Man and all that crap.
Capcom. Now you get into Marvel vs. Capcom.
Right? Yeah, this is Sega vs. Nintendo, isn't it, really?
I don't mean to get off topic, but I don't think Capcom can really get along with anybody. There's like Marvel versus Capcom, Namco versus Capcom,
SNK.
Capcom versus that,
SNK versus Capcom.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of all those like karate animated.
It's just a beat 'em up series, isn't it, really, I suppose? Just like Street Fighters, but they've just merged into a big thing, I suppose, really. Be interesting, Sega vs. Nintendo.
That would be great.
Shenmue, Virtua Fighter.
That would be quite...
An old friend of mine argued this. He said, if we had Super Smash Brothers, sort of like that, Super Smash Brothers Melee or something like that, but if it's Sega in it, it'd be different, because he's like, oh, Sega haven't got that many characters, really. It's like, well, you got Shenmue, you got Virtua Fighter, you got Sonic characters. Quite a few in. What are you doing, dude?
Put up the candy ball.
It's a
top job. Jerk, just holding out on
us. On the radio, man, what are you doing?
I wanted some candy.
You rustless.
Okay, now that just screams off topic.
Sorry. Yeah. Yes, I think I'll just give a quick shout out to anyone who's listening, actually. If you want to give a shout out to anyone on the radio, and if you're in the UK, preferably, you can text Sega Sonic Radio or Fastnet Media for that matter. The number is 077-29-101-371. That's 077-29-101-371. Text me your shout outs or requests, and I'll get them on the radio for you straight away. That's the Fastnet Media mobile number, anyway. Normal rate supply on that side. But now we head back to some music, I think, really. We got Jet Set Radio Future, Sneak Man, the Toronto Mix on. You're listening to Sega Sonic Radio, and there's some more tunes coming up for you. Keep listening.
forget it.
From Mr. Getman from Sonic the Hedgehog 2, it is entitled Tripping on Mario Paint.
Hello, Larry, this is Mustard.
What?
So, we are here with David Lloyd. Now, David, may I call you David?
Call me whatever you want, baby.
Okay, now you say you recorded this track.
Yeah, I recorded it all in one take while blindfolded using just my toes and my Yamaha motif.
It sounds very interesting. So, let's have a listen, shall we?
Nothing good on the radio. I can do better on the radio anyway. Wait.